This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're dead to me.
Let's get to it, people.
You're dead to me.
Close things out, heading on into the weekend. You got Heat basketball coming up tonight, 6:45, pre-Heat with Solana and Tommy Ty. Get you set for Heat and Hornets. Same thing tomorrow night as you got Heat and Blazers. You got Canes on the radio this weekend. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. will have your call as the Canes take on Syracuse. You got Game Day Uncensored coming your way on Sunday at 9 o'clock. So lots of action coming for you here. You guys on it all this weekend, Vlad, Dave, Vlad?
Not that the Canes are playing afternoon games where they've taken us out of our regular
Rat
shift.
Bastards.
Damn it. Bastards. At least you would win. If you're going to lose, I mean, if you're going to take us out of our slot, at least win.
Yeah, win, please.
Jeez.
Here's who's dead to me. The Dolphins locker room police. Not interested. Don't care. Should have just left the stupid Papa shot up. All right. First of all, the damage is done, my friend.
Here's the crazy thing. Did we even know about the Papa shot until somebody told us it was moved?
I don't know. I don't know about the what games or what's in the locker room or whoever, but
right.
You know, for everybody who thinks that this is going to make some kind of a stand on the Miami Dolphins,
a team that didn't force a punt in the first 11 quarters of the season, Papa Shot ain't what the problem is.
You know, maybe 2-3 is the time to change it up in the locker room. You're 2-7. Like what? Thanks for getting on it, guys. You really,
you truly
made it a priority. So the locker room police, you're dead to me. Too little,
you're dead,
too late. Leroy,
I got to tell you, as much as I love football, Thursday night football, dead to me.
Yeah,
you had a good run.
Dead to me.
You had a good run.
The stinkers
that I have watched. I got Miami got drubbed last week. This week I got a 10-7 game that. Where everybody was missing field goals. So there was only one made field goal, but maybe 5 tries. Yeah, what a terrible game.
You're not wrong. It had its run. We said this a couple weeks ago. We're like, you know what? 6 weeks in, Thursday was pretty good, but I think they've squeezed the juice out of that fruit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And the only reason why I ain't saying it about Sunday morning football is because I only watched 2 of them.
Well, they've all been bad.
And I can watch them on a golf course. So,
yeah, I don't know, dude. Look, I understand the NFL is basically an ATM machine. Like, they're just printing cash left and right. One has to wonder, do you need all – can't you find other means to make this cash? Like –
Well, but the Thursday night thing has been a staple for a long time.
I understand. So, I'm talking about the international games. These international games have been a blight on football. It's been terrible. It's just really a put your deal on the table. Oh, look at us. We're in Spain. They don't want that. They want bullfighting. They want soccer. Okay? That's it.
But I tell you what, when they play those games in London, it is packed, regardless of who plays over there. You want to impress me? Move Jacksonville over there.
Jacksonville apparently is going to play in Orlando next year. I just read that.
Oh, because they're building a new stadium?
Renovating it, yeah.
Renovating it?
Yep, yep.
So they're going to play in Orlando?
Yeah. Camping World, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's not even close, and that stadium's not that big.
It's not, but Jaguars.
Because they played a classic there.
Yeah, they also played the Gators versus the Canes game there.
Terrible turf.
I don't know about all that. I just know that it's a tiny stadium.
I know about
it looks
that.
Like that. Believe it or not, that stadium looks a little bit bigger than the high school stadium I played in.
That place is Southern MetLife. That turf is a monster. Taking out a lot of Canes for those Cheez-It bowls.
I'm not even upset with that strike.
I played in Philadelphia, so there was no feel worse than that. Philadelphia and Cincinnati.
Jennifer.
You'd be running down the middle of the field and trip over third base because it's zipped.
Leroy doesn't want to know what you're mad, what you're done with the JFIG because he cuts you
apparently
off three times.
I mean, it's okay.
What do you got for us today, Jennifer? Who you burying?
Look at his face. So you guys know I am a frequent concert goer, I guess you could say. Yeah. My dead to me goes to fans who don't know how to behave and how to, you know, cherish the fact that there's people who still go on tour and who try to bring a safe space to everyone. And then there's fans who decide it's okay to touch the artist while they're on stage.
I saw this.
Who got touched?
Halsey. No, Halsey got touched.
Oh, Halsey.
Halsey. You're right. Halsey.
Someone put their hand in her skirt.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That is disturbing. That is wrong on so many levels.
Yep.
And that is an artist's safe space. Like, why would you do that? Like, this is why we cannot have nice things.
Damn, dude.
And that's it's always terrible. A woman, too. Like, have some respect.
You're dead to me.
Dead to me.
I agree with that. It's so uncalled for.
It's disgusting behavior.
And sometimes there's fans that, or concert goers that do something stupid and the artist just shut it down.
Yep.
Done.
Yeah. It's invasive.
Did you, on a lighter note, go to Stars and Strings last night?
I sure did.
How did it go?
It was fun. I had a good time.
Who was the best out of the intangibles?
Out of the intangibles.
Hardy, Dierks Bentley, Dasha.
So I became a big fan of Dasha. She's very talented, I will say that. I met Hardy. Very cool, very nice guy. Yeah.
That's cool.
Jeff or Matt?
No. And Dierks Bentley was just constantly fooling around with Zach Top, which I'm very impressed by. I don't think I've ever heard any of his music, but he was very talented.
He sounds like a 90s country star. People call him a bit of a phony because they're like, hey, you don't talk like that. You're from Seattle.
Is he? Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, people have said like, hey, why do you talk like that? And he's like, I sing like my heroes. That's what he's gone with. So he's got a little bit of criticism on that.
I had no idea. Dash is from California.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, but I don't think she doesn't twang it up, or at least not in her famous songs.
So basically, you're accusing him of doing LSU coach.
I'm not. I just want to be clear. I am not accusing Zach Top of being Brian Kelly. Others have accused him. He's out here singing. He goes, good times and tan lines. And they're like, you're.
And mind you, I thought he was the most country out of all of them.
Wait, isn't Shaboozy from Baltimore?
I don't know. But Shaboozy's another one who doesn't, I don't think Shaboozy twangs it up. This guy is, he sounds like old school 90s country, and people are like, you should sound like Eddie Vedder.
He sounds like Nashville.
But wait, some of them start their careers in Nashville, so that's how they end up.
Some of them do. No, Nashville literally is just full of songwriting houses. It's a really cool place. I was walking around town, and there's people have billboard, lawn-sized billboards outside of their house of like the number one songs they've written. It's kind of cool. But hey, look, I'm sure he's very talented. His songs are good. But it's just a criticism that people have said. They said he's a little bit of an act. Look, people do that in rap all the time, do they not?
Well, here's the deal. Remember in early 90s, everybody was talking about all the hardcore rappers selling out.
Right.
And now it ain't selling out no more. It's getting your money.
Or right? Snitching.
So, huh?
Or snitching.
Right. But you know why? Because there's a certain few rappers that made getting your money outside of the rap game cool. Go tell Ice-T he wasn't keeping it real.
You don't make money in rap no more. Your rappers use it as a stepping stone to get to another famous avenue.
Right.
Somebody says Shaboozy's from Virginia.
Virginia. I knew he was
dead. I missed him. I wanted to see him, but he did a concert down here on a Tuesday, and Mrs. Tobin is like, I'm not doing a weekday concert. Like, we have school night. I'm like, yeah.
Virginia is not that far from Baltimore. What the hell are you talking about?
We're quibbling over the geography. DMV? Vlad, who's dead to you?
The DMV? Jeez. It's really nothing to, you know, nobody's dead to me this week.
Oh, great.
No, hey, I mean, listen. You know, I can't be petty. I would be petty like you, but we made trades. I'm not going to be petty. I'm not going to be like Quentin Williams or Sauce Gardner.
Wait a minute. In your efforts to not say anybody's dead, you basically just pointed out the Dolphins as being dead. I'm satisfied with what my team did. We made moves.
I didn't mention the Dolphins. I didn't mention any 31 other teams. I just mentioned that my team, I'm not upset with what they did. Usually I could be petty like Tobin and be like, Quentin Williams, Sauce Gardner, you're dead to me. But why would I be saying that when they got me assets? They got me a return of interest.
Did Sauce Gardner also say that it was the greatest thing that's ever happened to him, like Jalen Phillips did?
No, he did not say that.
All right. Well, we'll just be curious.
No, nobody's taking stupid shots.
Well, like, he left New York for Indianapolis.
I love the weather in Philadelphia. Come on. Like, really? Really, Jalen? You know what, Jalen Phillips? You're dead to me. That's
who
I'm
dead to. Wow. You're dead to me. You drove
you're
him.
To me. You're dead to me. And I'm going to tell you why. For lying.
He cheesed it up too much.
For lying. Yeah. Hey, yo, listen, okay? We may have our beefs, all right? You may be the op. But there's one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to lie on you, okay? I'm not going to say no falsehoods on you. To say that the weather in Philadelphia is just as good as the weather in Miami, to say you love the weather in Philadelphia, you're dead to me.
Yeah.
You're dead to me.
Well, listen, enjoy that weather. Enjoy Green Bay. You know,
by
it's going to be.
D-Sizzle, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Shaboozy from Virginia, Leroy, not even close. It is very close. I lived up there. Yeah, I know how close it was. I took the auto train.
We're still quibbling over where Shaboozy's from?
Yeah. DMV? No, we're not completely. When I said he said Virginia, I'm like, that's not.
I really feel like that message was several minutes ago. So the fun thing
but I was
going
to the old read, you know, the old read things in, you know, past time.
He couldn't let it go.
And then he replied, U.S. geography. Not my greatest strong suit.
Hey, D-Sizzle, you know of the letters DMV? You know what that means, right? Delaware, yeah. Maryland, Virginia. That's a tri-state. So Baltimore to Virginia? Yeah, it would be close. Baltimore's in Maryland. Virginia's Virginia. Hence, DMV.
They're all very close.
Yep.
Look at that.
Everybody, towards everybody the end of the DMV week. Getting tipsy.
There you go.
What a perfect.
He just wrapped it all up.
Hey, point for a perfect way to end Friday. Everybody be safe.
And we'll talk to you guys on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
Ugh, that bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.